of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.
If you head to California on vacation, there are some obvious places to go. Hollywood, San Francisco, just to name a couple. But there are some less traveled places as well that we are highlighting.
Santa Cruz is an 11-hour drive, but so worth it. I picked up some nieces and nephews in Northern California, then we headed to the Bay, where I grew up, just south of San Francisco. Santa Cruz is a small city with a beach and the dramatic ocean views, plus something San Francisco doesn't have, forests that you can hike in. The kids love the beach and the boardwalk the best. We were literally there 10 hours one day, and they rode as many rides as possible. We talked to Chris Reyes at the park.
We are one of a very few and sadly diminishing number of seaside amusement parks that is free admission. There are not many amusement parks anymore that are right on the ocean. There are even fewer that are not encased in large gates where you have to pay an exorbitant entry fee.
And for, you know, the families that say mom doesn't want to ride the rides, but doesn't want to have to pay $100 to just tag along with everyone, it's kind of perfect.
Yeah, being a free admission park really allows every member of the family to participate however they would like to participate. You know, if the grandparents want to come with their grandkids, but the days of riding spinning rides have long since passed, they can enjoy the experience alongside their grandchildren by watching as their family enjoys the ride. So we actually try to curate that and make the experience interactive for all the people who come.
Because it's way more than just roller coasters and spinning round and round.
We get a lot of people that come to the boardwalk who describe themselves as not being amusement park people. And the boardwalk, if nothing else, is a beautiful place to take a walk and a beautiful place to sit on a bench and have a snack and watch the world go by, because it's this amazing tapestry of people. It's an amazing natural surroundings where you can look in one direction and see the beautiful Monterey Bay. If you look in a different direction, you see, you know, redwood forests and hills. And it's just an amazing place to enjoy a day, whether you want to ride a ride or not.
So while there, we also went to the Monterey Bay Aquarium, which they loved, tried out some new food, and saw a castle. But my favorite part, a whale watching tour. It was my third whale cruise, and this was the best so far. And the kids were also impressed.
We got to see a whale jump and flip its tail.
Got to smell sardine breath. I can't describe it.